Democratic emails are once again in the news thanks to a report from the New York Post claiming to have a smoking gun email linking Joe and Hunter Biden to corruption involving Ukraine businesses. But the validity of these claims has been called into question. House Intelligence Committee head Adam Schiff has claimed the emails are part of a Russian misinformation campaign. And while Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe denies this, he has also not confirmed the validity of the smoking gun. Ryan Stanton asked Louis Davinia, Lecturer of International Relations and Government at Flinders University, to explain the substance of the article.
Well, the New York Post last week did a cover story titled Biden's Secret Emails, which was based on information that it apparently received from President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudolph Giuliani. And essentially what it tries to do is create a smoking gun email that tries essentially to connect Vice President Biden at the time in 2015 to his son's business endeavors with Burisma. And there's been this discussion that Biden pressured the Ukrainian government essentially to remove one of its top prosecutors, Viktor Shokin, for allegedly trying to investigate corruption in Burisma. But what we know so far is that the facts don't tend to add up to the reporting.
This article has been criticized by many different sources, with a lot of that criticism being directed at the alleged source of these emails, which was a known Trump supporter from Delaware who claimed to have received a laptop from Hunter Biden with the emails as part of his job at a computer store. Keeping this in mind, how much of this article can we trust?
The problem is that no one can verify this information independently. That's actually been the case that came out, that was reported last week, that Rudy Giuliani has been the target of a Russian intelligence operation. Namely, the president was advised by his national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, that that's the case. So there's a lot of reluctance regarding the credibility of this article. Just today or yesterday, American time, the New York Times published a news piece that really details some of the concern of a lot of the reporters in the Washington Post running this, because they really question the credibility of the information and question the credibility of the article itself.
As we've mentioned, the alleged email once again brings up Hunter Biden's ties to Ukraine, something which was a big topic at the start of the year. What are the facts of this situation as they stand?
Well, the facts that, as we know them, don't really resemble much of anything in this. Hunter Biden did work for Burisma, which was a Ukrainian company. But other than that, there's not really much more we can say that's a fact there. And what's more important is this has been the subject of Senate investigations. Twice that they have found that this is a non-story. So there are really no facts that are now public and that we can call attention to.
People have mentioned that this may be misinformation from Russia. What do we know about their potential involvement here?
This is something that I think is quite indisputable from an American perspective, because all of the intelligence agencies confirmed that 2016 Russia had basically incited multiple operations to try to influence the elections. There tends to be a general consensus within the U.S. intelligence community that Russia was active and that Russia is still active today in trying to sow confusion and doubt in the American society, not so much to affect the outcome, but just to affect the political climate and the political atmosphere in America.
So we're not clear on their involvement in this story yet, but they definitely are trying to muddy the waters of U.S. politics.
Definitely. Muddying the waters, that's sort of an understatement. But in this case, again, I would like to just reiterate this case that the U.S. intelligence reported to the White House that, the president's national security advisor informed the president that Rudy Giuliani was a target of a Russian operation.
Disregarding the fact that it may be false, is it possible that this story may affect the outcome of the election?
quite honestly, no. The data that's out there shows us that 9 in 10 registered voters in the United States are set in their ways, that they're not changing their preference to vote. So I don't think this is the case, especially because it has not received the attention maybe that Mr. Giuliani and maybe the Trump campaign was expecting. If anything, it points back to this idea that the Trump campaign in 2016 and many of the people associated with the president have had contacts or are not protecting themselves against Russian interference and Russian influence. So that might be more problematic for the president and his campaign. But overall, I don't think it moves the needle in any significant way.
Louis Davigna, lecturer of international relations and government at Flinders University, ending that report by Ryan Stanton.